Stephen Bochco, the co-creator of Over There, is no stranger to controversy. Before NYPD Blue even hit the air, it was under attack from Christian evangelists for its language and violence. I spoke with Bochco yesterday about making Over There and some of the sensitive issues it raises. Well, Stephen Bochco, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much.
When you were first asked by FX to do a series about troops in Iraq, what was your reaction?
Initially, when FX asked me to do this show, I was reluctant because I'd never been in the military, for one thing. And, of course, they pointed out that I'd also never been a cop or a lawyer, and I've had some success with those shows. So I thought that was a legitimate comeback. But I think my real concern was that in such a politically charged environment, I wasn't sure immediately how to go about doing a dramatic show that wasn't a political position paper, if you will. And I didn't want to do it under those circumstances because I've always, for myself, personally believed that politics has no place in entertainment.
So how did you resolve that issue and decide to go ahead?
Well, as we talked about the idea, it very quickly, you know, came to me that really, like any good drama, you're talking about individuals faced with crises, with conflict, with challenges, and, you know, for every young man or woman in uniform in Iraq, there's a husband and a wife or a mother or a father, or friends, loved ones, children at home, frightened to death for their loved ones in harm's way. And to the extent that you can frame the drama, not only from the point of view of those in the war, but those at home, having to deal with the dislocation of their lives because their loved ones are at war, you have the framework for a really complex, interesting, very personal drama.
Right. The series really follows, I guess, about eight Army GIs and their families as they cope with their experiences. Let's listen to a cut from episode one of the new series Over There. And I'll explain to our audience this. What's happening here is that this unit, which is brand new to Iraq, is quickly involved in a firefight where they're dug in and behind a little mound battling with insurgents who have taken cover in a mosque. And the voice we hear is that of the unit commander who bears the nickname Sergeant Scream. He's explaining what's happening to his green troops.
We're awaiting orders. We're taking fire outside a mosque. Looks like a goddamn storage unit in Tijuana. And instead of being able to go in and blast the shit out of the bastards, we're dug in awaiting orders. You know why?
Why?
Because they got a goddamn Arab TV journalist in there with them. Al Jazeera's got us on the goddamn TV news right now. Understand? You have any idea what that means? It means we're gonna wait here, taking fire for some general 75 miles away to make a decision about goddamn public relations, about how it would look if we did this, or how it would look if we did that. That sound like war to you?
And that's from the new series Over There. My co-creator is my guest, Stephen Bochco. What did you do to get the feel of this subject, to provide the kind of detail that would really give it the right setting?
Well, I wish I could tell you that I went to Iraq and was embedded with a combat unit there. I did not, nor did my collaborator, co-creator, Chris Duralmo. What we did do, which is what most responsible writers, I think, do, is we did a tremendous amount of research and reading. We located expert technical advice for ourselves. And if we do have any single goal, ultimately, it's that the men and women of our armed forces will look at this show and say, yes, you know, there's a reality to what I'm seeing, and there's a reality to the spirit of what I'm seeing.
What kind of advisors did you consult? Was it ex-military people? Were there?
Well, we have a wonderful young staff sergeant, a Marine Corps staff sergeant named Sean Bunch, who did two tours in Iraq, and he keeps us pretty honest, and he's got a group of young men who work with him who are all in the armed forces, who work on the show, and between them all, you know, we get some pretty strong input about attitudes and on a more basic level, just, behavior and weaponry and stuff like that. And we also have advisors, about Iraqi culture, Arab culture in general, so that over the course of a full season, we hope to do more with our Iraqi characters than simply present them as, the bad guys.
Was there? I'm wondering, when you consulted with Sergeant Bunch, can you think of a kind of a detail or something that really caught your eye or ear that said, "Yeah, that really is going to help us get this right"?
Well, it wasn't specifically with Sergeant Bunch, but on our first day of pre-production, we were having a sort of a welcome back lunch for cast and crew. And there was a television monitor in the corner of the room, and the pilot was, the first episode of the series was playing quietly. And Sean Bunch and several of his guys were watching the show. And there's a rather gruesome image in the show where an insurgent gets blown up. And these guys really reacted. They almost came to their feet and said, "Yeah, I recognize that, and that weapon would do that, and this and that." And we started talking about how that kind of experience impacts on a soldier's psyche. And one of these young guys said, "You know what? You don't think about that stuff." He says, "You'll think about it when you're talking to your shrink." And I think what he meant by that, and what really made an impact on me, is that when you're there and you're in battle, the toughest times are the down times, when you actually have time to think. And the way that you survive those times is by not thinking. And what this young man was saying was, if you're lucky enough to get home alive, work out your problems at that point.
Well, I read that there was a soldier's wife in Kentucky who has initiated a protest campaign of sorts, and her complaint seemed to be that the images, particularly if they are violent and graphic, would be very upsetting for family members who worry daily about what their service men and women are facing in Iraq. How did you confront that issue?
Well, I'm very respectful of that concern, and the good news is that this show is not a wolf in sheep's clothing. I think everybody knows what this show is, and people who feel that they will have a problem watching this ought to avoid it. That said, no one has ever said to me, "Don't do a police drama," because there's an ongoing day in and day out urban war that's being fought every day, which arguably victimizes thousands more people. Murder victims, rape victims, assault, molestation, you name it. And we're minting fresh victims in this country at an alarming rate, and yet nobody's saying, "Gee, don't do a cop show about that," even though watching one of those cop shows might in fact be very disturbing to people who've been recent victims of crime or who have had loved ones who are recent victims of crime. I understand, I'm not cavalier about it at all, I understand that those things can be very upsetting. And what I would simply say to that woman or to any individual who feels that this material may be too close to home, don't watch it.
I want to play another cut from over there. This is in episode 2, and it's a moment at which the Army unit which we're following has lost a soldier, and the replacement has arrived. And to the surprise of some of the GIs, he's actually an Arab American.
BFC Tariq Nasir reporting for duty, Sergeant.
Say what? You goddamn Arab? Yo, man. You an Arab?
I'm an American.
You know what I mean, man. Where your people from?
Detroit.
That's from the series Over There, co-produced and co-created by my guest, Stephen Bochco. You know, in your career, you were noted for being willing to take on racial issues in your cop dramas. And this is an interesting kind of element of this, of some of the storylines we see here. In this particular episode, you find that the guy who's particularly nasty and suspicious of the American is a black soldier, and the guy who's friendly and welcoming him is a white guy who happens to have an Ivy League education. Are there racial issues you wanted to explore as these storylines develop?
I think in any working environment, there are always racial issues, you know, between blacks and whites, blacks and Arabs, whites and Arabs, Arabs and Arabs. I just think that exists almost everywhere you go. If you look at Iraq and you look at all the different, you know, religious factions and the conflicts within those groups, you know, it's just a fact of life, no matter where you are or who you're dealing with. And so when you're doing a drama about a group of men and women in a sort of a military environment, or in the case of a cop show, perhaps a paramilitary environment, you're always going to have those kinds of tensions. And rather than turn your back on them and pretend they don't exist, I find it's very interesting to dramatize those and to let those tensions play out in the context of a show as people begin to learn about each other, little by little, incrementally bond to the point where they become a cohesive team.
You've done three episodes that we've seen. Have you taken any of the storylines directly from tales that you've heard from veterans of Iraq?
Not directly, not yet. You know, my experience with these shows is that in the first season of a new show, the stories tend to really come very easily. They tend to suggest themselves fairly easily. Everybody's fresh. Everybody has ideas. None of us have done 9 different versions of this in the past. But as time goes on, the value of specific incidents and anecdotes really increases, you know, so that you don't find yourself doing the same thing over and over again.
And, you know, you've spent so much time talking to vets, immersing yourself in this project. I'm wondering, since you've been involved in producing this series about Iraq, do you look at the news that you see from Iraq and with a different kind of insight or sensibility?
I don't know if I look at it so much with a different insight or sensibility. I just look at it more. I look at it more specifically. I'm struck in ways that I wasn't before by how many stories I see in the paper that are similar to stories we've already done on the show, you know, which actually is a good sign for me. It tells us that you know, our story sensibilities are pretty accurate. So I don't read that stuff casually, and it really is because of the show that we're doing. I pay very close attention.
I hear you're working on a new series about minor league baseball.
Under the heading of keep doing it till you get it right, I guess. You know, years and years ago, I did a 1-hour drama about minor league baseball, which is right up there with Cop Rock in how long it lasted. You know, but I think one of the problems with that show was that the subject wouldn't support a 1-hour dramatic treatment of it, whereas I think a half-hour comedy about minor league baseball is a good marriage of form to content, and so I'm looking forward to doing that very much.
Well, Stephen Bochco, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
TV producer and writer Stephen Bochco. His series Over There debuts on FX tonight. You can see clips from episodes of Over There through our website, freshair.npr.org.